Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas. It's the Lollapalooza announcement. I see Smashing Pumpkins on the list. Who else will be playing this summer, Cindy?
Good morning, Bob. It's that time. Lolla 2026 is on the way. Unbelievably, it's the 21st year of the Popular Music Fest, which began in 2005 and skipped 2020 due to COVID. But this year, drumroll, we have Charlie XCX, Tate McRae, Lordi, Olivia Dean, John Summit, Jenny, Smashing Pumpkins, Somber, The Neighborhood, Youngblood, Empire of the Sun, Chainsmokers. Some of my favorite names, Wet Leg, Blood Orange, Viagra Boys, and one called Add Mustard.
That's it's always good to go down the list. Pre-sale, let's see, tomorrow at 10 a.m., and the prices go up at 11 a.m. when the public sale begins. And that's Grand Park, July 30 to August 2. Peter Frampton is still at it. What's he announcing now, Cindy?
This is exciting for all of us women who, come on, admit it, in high school, everyone wrote their name as Cindy Frampton, Cindy Frampton, Cindy Frampton. And now he has a new album coming out, his first in 16 years, out May 15th, called Carry the Light. And it's a big deal. It's his first album in a long time. The first single is called Buried Treasure, and it's a tribute song to honor his friend, the late, great Tom Petty, which is nice. And Frampton said the album is, quote, a really special one to me. I got to write and produce it with my son, Julian, and work with some wonderful friends. And those guest stars are good ones. Sheryl Crow, her, Tom Morello. There's a protest song from him. Also on the album, Graham Nash. And why an album now? Peter Frampton says Sheryl Crow is the one who stirred the pot and got him to do it.
And who does not have the Frampton Comes Alive album? Do you know
who doesn't still have it? I know. That's such a great one. It went number one in 1976. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that was certainly a bazillion seller. We have some Madonna news today, and we're going to be seeing her on a streaming show, aren't we?
You know, she's supposed to keep it stealth, but when you're Madonna, you know, who cares? You're going to do what you want. It seems that she's making a cameo to sort of even a role on season two of The Studio for Apple TV. She shared the news yesterday that she's in Venice, Italy, calling her work for what she's doing the Italian job. But really, it's a role in The Studio. She was photographed on the set, and she's been there before. She made her 1984 music video for her hit single, Like a Virgin, in that city. And The Studio will mark her first major acting gig in 24 years. She stayed off the screen, but she's coming back in a bigger way. She's doing her screenplay right now for a feature film about her life that she intends to direct. And as of now, Julia Garner is still set to star as the singer-songwriter.
That'll be interesting. And we have another Oscar controversy. And, you know, this
oh,
I don't really
God.
Understand this. People are upset because somebody was cheering for another actor. What happened?
You know, Amy Madigan from Chicago, wonderful actress, such a nice woman. She got her first Oscar at age 75. She was nominated 40 years ago. So Tiana Taylor, who was also nominated for One Battle After Another, if you remember from the awards, she jumped up the minute Amy beat her and won. And she was cheering pretty loudly and really genuinely. And now the internet is saying that Tiana Taylor was, quote, too enthusiastic. Now joy is under attack. And you got to love Tiana because she's one of those actresses who's new. We don't really know who she is, but now we sort of do. Because she put out this great statement yesterday saying, miserable hearts forget the face of happiness. They grow comfortable being sore losers. So when they see real sportsmanship, it unsettles them like holy water touching a demon. Many people have never learned how to lose with grace, chin up, and dignity. And incidentally, Amy Madigan came out and said Taylor is one of the best supporters and best friends in this business. So nice happy ending, but come on, you can't attack joy.
Too enthusiastic. That's a good one. And finally, Saturday Night Live comes to the UK. And we're going to be able to see it here, aren't we?
That's the great news. We're going to see a jolly new SNL. SNL UK debuts this weekend on Sky One, if you happen to have that. Tina Fey is the host with a host of her friends. Who knows who will show up? It's the UK version of the hit American sketch show, Wet Legs the Musical Guest. Future hosts include Jamie Dornan from 50 Shades on May 28th, with musical guest Wolf Alice. London native Riz Ahmed will host April 4th. And Riz was funny yesterday. He said, "You guys in America stole The Office from us, so we're taking SNL from you."
I can't wait to see who impersonates Keir Starmer. It's Cindy Perlman-Gaver in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.